You have to see it to believe it. Curtain Call Theater in Latham is presenting a comedy that is really a comedy. You might remember the type, one where you actually laugh out loud instead of just offering a chuckle or a wry smile. But actually, that's not the part that's hard to believe. No, it's the plot. The Outsider is a political comedy in which the central figure is a politician who is honest, intelligent, and believes in doing good for people, and it takes place in modern times. The situation is the governor of a small state that strongly resembles Vermont has resigned because of a sex scandal. His lieutenant governor, the honest and efficient Ned Newley, takes his place, reluctantly. In fact, the premise of the farce rests on the fact that Newley is so shy that he cannot string three coherent words together when speaking in public. When he discusses policy in private, he gives so much data that he bores everyone. An embarrassing television interview proves he's a terrible candidate to win a special election for governor. However, his awkward persona endears him to the public, who sees his apparent stupidity as a mark of the common man. He is embraced as a man just like the voters, the ultimate outsider who is too stupid to be confused by complicated details. His ratings soar. The beauty of Paul Slade Smith's comedy is that it's never mean-spirited. Though the idea of an intellectually incompetent man being elected to public office does bring to mind specific individuals, this play is about the gullibility of the public to seek simple solutions to complex problems. There are a lot of funny lines throughout the play. However, Steve Fletcher enriches them because he understands that a punchline doesn't have to be punched. It can be funny even when delivered as a throwaway. He too realizes that laughs often come from the reaction of others rather than the line itself. This show is filled with underplayed humor that exploits the comedy in the writing. However, Fletcher's greatest contribution as a director is keeping the play pleasant. There are a lot of opposing views on how to market a candidate and how one should express the values of a democratic society. Never do the opposing camps become aggressive or use a dirty tricks mentality. This is a political play without any bad guys. Another positive in the staging of The Outsider is the way the actors build character throughout the two-hour performance. For example, Rich Anger's portrayal of Newley initially appears false and is damaged by his shyness. By play's end, his eloquent defense on the need for government is more powerful because the man's character is revealed in doses. A nice compliment to Anger's work is Ian Chance's portrayal of Dave Riley, the principal aide to Newley. His ideal is to elect qualified men to office, and the temptation to make Newley a caricature in order to win is kind of tempting even to this man of integrity. Chance captures the man's frustrations by offering a masterclass in how to achieve laughs without grandstanding. However, not everyone generates humor by underplaying. Indeed, Sarah Papini gets the biggest laughs of the night from a broad portrayal of Louise Peaks. Louise is a comic stereotype made fresh by Papini's sense of pride in being genuinely clueless. She's a temp worker who is so inept that she has never been invited back to a job for a second day. In Papini's hands, Louise is aggressively dumb, which means she herself could have a great future in politics. Sky Vogel is a ball of cynical energy as the high-powered campaign manager, Arthur Vance, who has many funny lines that have a ring of truth about them. He delivers them all with superb comic timing. Emily Fernandez is the pollster page who appreciates Newley's honest approach to campaigning, but realizes it will not win an election. Jennifer Van Eiderstein is also on the money as Rachel, a television reporter who knows being good at her job will cost her her job. This is a well-acted, pleasant night of theater. It's not only a funny play. Like the better comedies, The Outsider is a play that makes sense in a nonsensical way. The Outsider is at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through November 9th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-877-7529 or go to curtaincalltheater.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.